Please turn your Bibles to Matthew 26. We had a last-minute scratch on the communion, so I'm relieving today. We've all seen the pictures of Jesus at the Last Supper. Jesus and the 12 at the table, and of course you have Jesus in the middle there, and he's got the halo and the palms outstretched, and you see the 12 disciples, the 11 disciples in various stages of bewilderment, and then you see Judas down at the end, and he looks all, you know, guilty and swarthy, and just it's a picture that we're very familiar with, the Last Supper. And that's what we're doing here this morning, is we are remembering Jesus' sacrifice that he commemorated at that supper. And Matthew 26, beginning in verse 17, says, "On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?' He replied, 'Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your home.'" Oh, okay. "So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me.' They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, 'Surely not I, Lord.' Jesus replied, 'The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man that betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born.' Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, 'Surely not I, Rabbi.' Jesus answered, 'Yes, it is you.' While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, 'Take and eat. This is my body.' Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.' When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." So Jesus and the 12, they go to a person's house and they have the Passover there. And the Passover is still something that Jewish people do today. And of course, Christianity and Judaism have a lot of commonalities in our roots. Jesus was Jewish. 12 disciples were Jewish, and so they were partaking of the Passover feast like all Jews did back then and like many Jews do today. And this is the Feast of the Seder, and their Seder. And, you know, I've been to a Seder feast before. Larry Salberg, a lot of you know him, he and Jennifer invited Kim and I to celebrate Passover with them several years ago. And so we went and we sat through the whole thing, and it's very long. And it's a lot of different kinds of foods. They have a lot of symbols for the foods. They have a shank bone. They have a boiled egg, which represents the circle of life. The shank bone represents a sacrifice. They have bitter herbs, which means that, you know, they're remembering the bitterness of slavery in Egypt. They have a sweet paste, which is supposed to symbolize the mortar that they used in working for the Egyptians. They have matzah, or unleavened bread. They have salt water to remind them of the bitter tears of slavery. And then they have wine. They have lots and lots and lots of wine. And the Seder is very long, because it's like they remember their whole past. And, of course, if you're Jewish, this is something you want to do year after year. I found that Seder, for me, not a Jew, was a little bit like The Sound of Music. I'm glad I watched it once, but I don't really want to watch it again. But all the things meant so much. All the things were symbols of something that was really beautiful. And so they eat the Passover, and then Jesus boils it down in Christianity. He says, we're going to have two symbols going from here on. We're taking two things out of this. He said, take this unleavened bread and eat it. This is my body, which was given for you. And see, it's like, that's what Christianity is all about. When we think of Jesus, Jesus sacrificed for us. We would not be sitting here if Jesus had not made the ultimate sacrifice on the cross. We just wouldn't be here. And so he says, when you remember me, I want you to get together. I want you to do this. I want you to remember me like we're remembering the Passover. And he says, I want you to take this bread and I want you to eat it. And when you eat it, I want you to understand that this is my body that I'm sacrificing for you. And in just a day or two, Jesus was going to be sacrificing his life for all of us, for all of mankind. And he says, I want you to take some of this wine and I want you to drink it. And as you drink it, let it remind you of my blood, which I am shedding on the cross for you. And so here, what we're going to be doing now is we're going to be passing around some unleavened bread. And we're going to be passing around some wine or some fruit of the vine, some juice. And what this represents, it's symbols of what Jesus did for us. We're not going to be passing around bitter herbs. We're not going to be passing around a shank bone or any salt water because we're not Jewish. We're Christians. Now, you can be Jewish and Christian at the same time. But that's what the Christian faith is about, is remembering the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus that he gave for us on the cross. And so as we take these emblems, you know, think about how much this means to you. How this is why you're able to be a Christian and why you're able to have a spirit that is sustained and a heart that is pure and a joy from your salvation. So take it seriously. Examine yourself as we look at the communion here. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity now to partake of this bread and to partake of this juice, this fruit of the vine that represents your body, that represents your blood that you willingly sacrifice for us. Father, without your sacrifice, we would not be able to be close to God. We would not be able to have a relationship with you. But because of that blood and because of that body, we are able to be close with you and in relationship with you. Father, it's the thing that has moved my life for 40 years now. It's the thing that will, Lord willing, move my life for the rest of the time I have breath. Father, I pray that we'll all really take this time now to think about our lives, to examine ourselves, and to think about the sacrifice that you made for us. We love you with all of our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.